In Yugoslavia, military officials said today they may charge Serbia's deputy prime minister with spying for the United States. Momcilo Pericic was arrested on Thursday along with a U.S. embassy official as the two were dining in a restaurant. The American official, David John Neighbor, was held for several hours. Although Neighbor was released yesterday and Pericic freed today, the moves have drawn strong protests from U.S. authorities. Vesna Peric-Zimonic writes for the British newspaper The Independent. She joins us now from Belgrade. Ms. Zimonic, what reasons have the Yugoslav authorities given for the men's arrests?
There has been an official explanation that Mr. Pericic, the vice prime minister of Serbian government, was revealing military secrets to the U.S. diplomat. Those were the official reasons given by the military court in Belgrade. But besides Mr. Pericic and the U.S. diplomat, two other persons were arrested. One of them is a colonel of the Yugoslav army, and another one is less important. He's the driver of Mr. Pericic.
Well, tell us more about this American diplomat. His name is John David Neighbor.
What can be learned from the independent sources is that the diplomat spent 15 hours under arrest. He had no contact with the lawyer, and he was apparently ill-treated by the Yugoslav military police, which arrested the four guys at a restaurant outside Belgrade on Thursday evening.
So what has been the reaction of the American embassy in Belgrade?
I must say it was a very vigorous reaction. The U.S. Ambassador William Montgomery said that the arrest and the ill treatment of the U.S. diplomat would provoke a crisis in the relations between Yugoslavia and the United States. He also said that it was a kind of a direct attack of the Yugoslav army on the United States, because it was the Yugoslav army secret service or the military security service that arrested the four. Also, Mr. Montgomery said that this is surely going to worsen the relations between Yugoslavia and the United States, and that the arrest itself was a setup.
There has also been talk that the Yugoslavs were trying to get out of the country to go testify at the tribunal in The Hague against Milosevic. Is it possible that these men who were apprehended could be those people?
I don't think so, because Mr. Pericic, who is the former chief of staff of the Yugoslav army, has repeatedly said that he has nothing to hide and that he could, you know, always face whoever wanted to speak with him and to say the things he knows about how Milosevic ran the country before Mr. Pericic was sacked out from his post in 1998.
Does this suggest that there are still some pro-Milosevic people and people who want to hide war crimes who are still holding on to power in Yugoslavia?
Yes, definitely it can mean that, because Mr. Pavković, the chief of the general staff, current chief of the general staff, was at the same position before Milosevic fell from power in October 2000. And there is always the possibility that Mr. Pavković himself is on some sealed indictment of the Hague tribunal, because he was very active at the time of NATO air strikes against Serbia back in 1999. His theater of operation was Kosovo.
Vesna Peric-Zimonic writes for The Independent and spoke to us from Belgrade. Thank you for joining us.
Bye.